Good to be everybody, and welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Bo. This morning in Parshas Bo, we learned what is the very first mitzvah presented to the Jewish people as a nation. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the first source, the Pesukim Aleph and Beis. V'arom Hashem Moshe v'arom Beretz Mitzrayim Le'mor. Achodes Elochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashanah. We're introduced to the concept of Rosh Chodesh and Nisan being the first of the month during the calendar year. Rashi says on Pesuk Beis, second source, Achodesh Zeh Perek Beis Pesuk Beis, Achodesh Zeh Her'el Levona B'chidusha V'Amalo K'Shayarech Mitzchadesh Yelecho Rosh Chodesh. Among other things that we're being told over here is that Achodesh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu when exactly Rosh Chodesh arrives. We know that Rosh Chodesh is a function, or every Jewish month is a function of the rotation of the moon around the earth, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly what the so-called new moon looks like. We know that the new moon, the moon doesn't ever change its appearance. It's just what we can see from here on earth based on how the sun, the light of the sun bounces off it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what the crescent, what it should look like. And it says at that point, it's Rosh Chodesh. The next Rashi, Hazeh, the second Rashi into it, still paragraph base, pasuk base, says Niskasha Moshe Amol HaLevona Bezah Shir Tera V'Tieru L'Kadesh. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty initially understanding exactly what the moon should look like, when exactly is the beginning of the new month, what is considered the moon, what appearance the moon has from here on earth that should signal exactly that this is the beginning of the month. And therefore, v'heralo be'etzba salavona berakia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated, a point that he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, when it looks just like this, v'amalo, the famous words, kazeh re'ei v'kadesh, when you see it like this, that's when you see it in this position. Again, the moon is always the same size. When you can see the crescent of the moon from earth, this amount of light, that's the position of the moon, that's kazeh re'ei v'kadesh. And Rashi gets both of these comments from different Gemara. Is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, source number 3. The Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Chodesh Alechem Rosh Chodeshim, Kazeh, Re'ei V'Kadesh. Exactly. Very often the word, Rashi explains, in there in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Amud Aleph, source 4, Kazeh V'Kadesh, Kevin Shetira, Kadesh, Barbayom. When you see it like this, then you sanctify that day is Rosh Chodesh. Very often the word Zeh, or Zos, is used to imply some sort of demonstrative action, a demonstration. That's how the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, source 5, says, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Kashin Lola Moshe. We find a couple of things, several things, which Moshe Rabbeinu apparently initially had difficulty understanding when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to explain to him what it was he was supposed to do. Acheherla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated exactly what, whatever it is supposed to look like. And one of those things that's on the list in that Gemara Menachos, Chav Tes Amud Aleph, is Rosh Chodesh. How do we know Rosh Chodesh? Yichsiv, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. The word Zeh means an act of demonstration. That's why I mentioned many times in the past, that's why some people have the practice when they lift the Torah, Bahagbu, we say, V'zos HaTorah. People point. They point with their pinky, they point with their finger, they point with their tzitzis or whatever, V'zos HaTorah. You don't have to, but it's demonstration. That's how Rashi says in Menachos, Chof Tes Amar Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, Bishas, Molad, Levona, Einon Iris. Actually, there's a period of time when the moon sort of completes its cycle that it cannot be seen at all from Earth. Okay, the moon goes around the Earth, and again, we know the moon does not give off any light of its own. The moon simply reflects the light of the sun. So how much of the moon is reflecting light of the sun is a function of what exactly the angle is from here on Earth. So there comes a point. I'm sorry, question? I didn't hear.
Oh. Yeah, why does the Gemara have to assume that in Niskashalo, because he said Hazeh, he's talking about Nisan, you know, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. You know,
right, but that's the Gemara's drush. It's a good question. The Rambam, I don't know if I printed it, maybe I have it later. The Rambam says it was a Mara Hanavua, the whole thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was a prophetic revelation, showed it to him. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Again, but both things are learned. They're learned in general about Nisan being the first of the month, and they're learning about Rosh Chodesh in general, that this is what's considered to be the beginning of the month. This is the beginning of the month. Not just that Rosh Chodesh, two things. I didn't print the whole Rashi back in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, and source 2. But the rest of the Rashi I didn't print says that the other thing we learned from here is that Nisan is the first of the month, and here, then Sivan and Tzom. But there are really two things learned from that pasuk. One, that this is what Koveya, this is what's established at the beginning of the month. And also that Nisan is the first of the month. So both things are actually derived from here. But the Rashi Menachos and Chav Tes Amud Aleph in source 6 is telling us that there's a period of time where you can't see the moon really at all. From the moon is not bouncing off any light from the sun because of the plane that it's on, or the relationship between the sun and the earth. So it doesn't reflect that. Not that the moon's not there. The moon is always there. And the moon's always the same size. But there's a period of time, a few hours, where we can't see the moon at all from here on Earth. And that's what Rashi says there in Menachos Bishas Mal Levana Ein Aniris Ki Ma'at. And then it's only little by little he can see more. Okay, and that's why he refers to the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that the Edim were asked by the Beis Din, did it look like this, did it look like that? So there's a period of time where you can first see it, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told is the beginning of the month. Now, this mitzvah, okay, the... this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is derived from this pasuk, is a mitzvah that devolves upon Beis Din. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chof Beis Amid Aleph 7 says, "D'chsiv Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lomar Chodesh Alachem Rabbanan Eidus Zu Tehei Mesura Lachem." That's the other thing I learned from Chodesh Alachem, the testimony and the determination of when the determining of when Rosh Chodesh is. That's up to you. That's Mesura Lachem. Rashi explains there in Rosh Hashanah Chof Beis Malav 8, Tei Mesur Lachem, L'chashuvei Hador Ani Moshe. The later is the important and knowledgeable people of the generation. Sheyakablu Ha'edus V'yikachu HaChodesh. It's up to them. Because this presentation was made, as the opening Pasuk says, Perikud Beis Pasuk Aleph, back in Source 1, V'yom Hashem El Moshe El Aaron. They were the leaders of the generation. So this concept of establishing Rosh Chodesh is presented or to be taken care of by the leaders of the generation. That's Tehei Mesur Lachem. And the Ritva adds on his commentary in Source 9, his commentary on Akamar Rosh Hashanah Chof Beis Amid Aleph, Rabbanan Darshi Eidazu Mesur Lachem, Kelomar Shatzar Smuchin L'Kiddush HaChodesh. For Kiddush HaChodesh, you need to have people who have the real smicha. They're the leaders. They have the actual smicha, not the smicha we have today, which is indicative of a person having passed certain bechidas and is considered by his Rebbeim to be eligible to Paschim, but rather the original smicha, which was an unbroken chain going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So for the Kiddush HaChodesh, that's what the Ritva writes in his Chidushin there, 9, that's what we learn from this pasuk, Achodesh Alachem, people like you, like Moshe and Aaron, the people who have the actual smicha. They're the ones who decide that this is Rosh Chodesh. The Sefer HaChinuch, here in our parsha, Parsha Bo, Mitzvah Dalad, the first mitzvah in Shmos, the first mitzvah that's really given to the Jewish people. It's mitzvah Dalad. The Chinuch presents all the mitzvahs in the order of the Chumash. The whole Bereishis has three mitzvahs. It has Puravu, to procreate, has Bris Mila, and has the Isser to eat the Gid Anosha. That's the only three mitzvahs that are in the whole Chumash Bereishis. Chshun Chumash Shmos, the Torah begins with the mitzvahs, really. So it's here, mitzvah Dalad. That's why Rashi, in the beginning of the Chumash, asks, why doesn't the Torah begin with this, with Achodesh Alechem Rosh Chodashim, if the Torah is fundamentally a book of mitzvahs? Anyway, the Sefer HaChinuch here in Mitzvah Dalad writes that the mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, L'kadesh Chodashim, L'aber Shonim, not only to declare each Rosh Chodesh, but also when to declare a leap year, okay? Bebezin HaGadol B'chochma Somach Boretz. It has to be the Bezin HaGadol, the wise people, the smicha, the people who's musmach from the generation, like bo moda hashana al pios hachodesh shenemar chorze ar pasul lachem rosh chodeshim klomar keshetira chidush shalavana tikbu lachem rosh chodesh. When you see the moon renewing again from our vantage point here on earth, when you see the beginning of the moon giving off light again, it's rosh chodesh. Or afilo lo tiro mikem shiruul iraharos al pi cheshman al kubo. It may not be visible because maybe it's cloudy, but there was a cheshman, there was a mathematical astronomical calculation that we knew about as well. And says the Chinuch, "V'chein tichlo mitzvahu mitzvah ibra hashana." Sometimes you have to declare a leap year and so on. And that's also part of the job. And then he goes on. He says, "What's the process?" Inyan hamitzvah kain shaboim shnei Yisraelim ksherim lefnei bezin u'meidim ifneim sharol avaram chidusha. Two kosher, reliable witnesses show up, and they saw. Let's say it's today is day 29. Okay, so every Jewish month has either 29 days or 30 days. We'll see why, because that's really the cycle of the earth. The moon around the earth is a 29 and a half day cycle. So every Jewish month is either 29 or 30. So when you come to day 29, so the question is, will this be a 30-day month? Or will tomorrow be the 30th of the old month? Or will tomorrow be the first of the new month? And that depends. It says the Chinuch here, and we know based on the Mishnayos and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the if people saw the moon, they would come to the Bezin, and if their testimony is accepted, Rekoven Rosh Chodesh Al-Piyem, Sh'omer Mahayom Mekudosh. And the reason why we need smicha, smicha says, is because Chodesh Alachem, Gedolim Usmuchim Kemoschem, Kilamoshev Aaron Nema, Odar Shuadover, because this is various other psukim and so on that tells you need, it's not up to every single individual, but you need the Bezan HaGadol, and that's what we have to follow. And he learns also has to be in Eretz Yisrael, unless there's no one in Eretz Yisrael as great as a Rav who may be in Chutz Laaretz, but he had to have the smicha of Eretz Yisrael, and so on. Then the Chinuch in the second part in 10 Esu, Im Tishal, so what do we do nowadays? in Kain Hechanu Osma Yom Shainanu Chacham Mismuchim. We have no Bezin, we have no people with Smicha. How do we establish Rosh Chodesh today? It says, Dash, a Kakibon, the Shreb Hillel Hanasi, Benosh, Behuda Hanasi, Shagoro Bedor, Nismach Boret, Hillel, not the Hillel of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the second Hillel, it's called Hillel Hashedi, descendant of the original Hillel from the family of Behuda Hanasi. So Hillel Hanasi, he was a Tamar Chacham his time, and who, Kiddush Chadosh, Rebbe Shalom Asim Lavoat, Shivu Elio. He preordained all the months. Let me come back to this point. That's what the Chinuch says. The bottom line is what's important for us at the moment. Before we get to the issue, I entitled the Shir Yalav Yovo and Marvin Rosh Chodesh. I just want to go over a little bit about Rosh Chodesh altogether, but Kiddush HaChodesh altogether. The Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Ham and Aleph, based on Psukim in Parshas Emor, the Parshas Hamoedim in Emor, Vayikra Parakov Gimel. We find, look at 11, Parakov Gimel Pasuk Beis, it says, Moedah Hashem HaShatikru Osom Mikroi Kodesh. And then again in Pasuk Dalet, Ela Moedah Hashem Mikroi Kodesh HaTikru Osom B'moedam. And again at the end of the Parak, Lamed Zayin, Ela Moedah Hashem HaTikru Osom. The word Osom appears in each of these three Psukim. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei Amad Aleph, in source 12, has a drusha. Now, we don't read Osam, but remember in the Hebrew, in the Torah, there's no vowels, and there's no vav in this word Osam. Can you read it as a tem? Toshma, the Gemara, Shana Chof, Hem, and Olav. The Tanya, Holach, Abikiva, Mitzolah, Yeshua, Kishu, Meitzar. Abikiva went to comfort of Yeshua. That was after the whole story. Maybe Yeshua was forced by Rabbi Gamliel to come to his house on the day that he thought was Yom Kippur with his wallet and with his whatever, other items and so on. So Yeshua was depressed. So Abikiva wanted to tell him a drosha. And he says, it says, Atem, 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 Shalosh, Pam, Atem, Afilu Shogim, Atem, Afilu Mezidim, Atem, Afilu Mutim. The three times tells us that it's up to the Bezin, even if they make a mistake, even if they on purpose decide to alter, have to have a good reason, but on purpose they alter something, or even if they made other type of error, on any types of error, that's what the word Atem means. It's up to the Bezin to determine Rosh Chodesh. And then he says, the language we know from elsewhere, but Lashon HaZeh, Amar Akiva, Necham Tani, Necham Tani. Akiva, you calm me down. But the bottom line is, as Rashi says, in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hem at Aleph 13, Atem 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 Shloshes Manim Ksiva Shetikru Osam Beparsha Shor Chesed. That's there in Emor Parakav Gimel Ukriba Tikru Atem. So even Shogim Alein, right? You thought a mistake and Mutin Aliday the Sheker. That's the difference between Shogin Mutin. Shogin, they made the mistake. Mutin means they were led astray by false witnesses who didn't really see the moon, but they convinced them that they did. And so whatever, any type of mistake, the Bezin's decision stands. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Aleph. The Rambam writes Perek Aleph Alacha Hey 14. Ein Re'iyas Harach Misul Chol Adam. It's not up to every person to say, oh, I saw the moon. Let's say today's day 29 of the outgoing month, and I see the moon tonight myself, so I can decide myself, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam says, no, it's not like Shabbos Bereishis, where Shabbos happens every 7 days automatically. I can keep track of that myself. I don't need a Bezdin. Okay, so every I count 6 days, and I rest on the seventh day. But here, no, it's Le Bezdin HaDover Mosor, Ad Shekachu Bezdin. Right, it's up to the Bezin. Even though I may see in the moon, it doesn't make a difference. And he quotes that Gemara and our pasuk, right? A chodesh alachem, eidazu tu mesur alachem. That's in halacha hey. Halacha vav, the Rama writes, Bezin mechashm necheshbonos, kederach shmechashm et tegninum. The Bezin would have an astronomical calculation just like the astronomers. We know that the ancient ancient Greeks and other ancient cultures had astronomers who also calculated the cycle of the moon around the earth for their issues and so on. So the Bezin would also have a calculation knowing the stars and everything else in the heavenly spheres and so on, how they moved. And they knew whether the moon would actually be visible the night of the 30th. Again, let's say today's the 29th. They knew whether the moon would really be visible tonight or not. They knew it was possible. Okay. And so they would wait for Adam and see if the Adam came. They knew it was supposed to be tonight. They would wait till tomorrow for Adam to come. Adam came. Good. Okay, they would Mekadosh HaChodesh. But if not, okay, then they would not be Mekadosh HaChodesh, even though they knew that it was supposed to come on that day. And of course, if they knew that it was impossible for the moon to be visible tonight, and Adam came, they would know that Adam Sheker. That's what the Rambam spells out. And Halacha Zayin, he writes, in the end of 14, Mitzvah Saseim in HaTorah Al Bezdin, Sheyechashu V'yedu Im Yireh HaRech Olo Yireh. They had to know. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin to keep to know the astronomy, to know the calculation, to figure this out. And then when the Edom come to question the Edom to make sure they're telling the truth, and then also to publicize which day Rosh Chodesh was established. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph. Then in Perek Beis Halacha Yud 15, the Rambam writes, Bezdin shekidshu es haChodesh bein shogegin bein mutim bein anusim harei zeh mekudesh. Once the Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh, whatever the circumstance were, even if they were misled or they made an error in a calculation or some other reason, That's it. And everybody has to follow that. Let's say there's a Yontif that month, it's Pesach that month or something. Then it goes by when the Bezin declared Rosh Chodesh on the first day, so they'll know on the 15th when it's Pesach. Even though, but I saw the moon last night, I saw it by one eye. It doesn't matter. It goes by what the Bezin said. She'ein ha'dobah monsur elohem. Okay, and he who commanded us to observe Yontif is the same one who commanded us to listen to the Bezin. So it doesn't matter that I saw the moon tonight and I started counting tomorrow's day once. I know the 15th is listener's date. No, it goes by what Bezin describes. Okay, now, so that's important for us to realize that the Kiddush HaChodesh was a Maisa Bezin. This plays a role in the following discussion. There is a Pasuk, two Pesukim really, from Tilin Perek Pei Aleph 16, which we know it's from the Shir Shayom of Thursday, and we also know it from Rosh Hashanah, famous Pesukim, Dal and Hey, Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesleim Chageinu, Kichok L'Yisrael Ho Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. So the Gemara earlier in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chesam Reis, has a drosha on this pasuk relating to Rosh Hashanah. It says, Tan Rabbanan, Kichok L'Yisrael Ho Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov, Melamed She'ein Bezin Shalmala Nichnosen L'Din, Elam Ken Kitchu Bezin Shalmatas HaChodesh. The Gemara learns that this pasuk is referring to Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Gemara says, until Bezin declares the day of Rosh Chodesh, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah won't start. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when the beginning of the month is, he knows when Rosh Hashanah is, with or without the Bezin. But that's what the Gemara Darshan and Chesam Bezin Rosh Hashanah from this Pasuk, Tikka B'Chodesh Shofar, and so on. That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, which of course lands on Rosh Chodesh. So, Kichok L'Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, that ain't Bezin Shomalak Nosan L'Din, Elam Ken Kitchu Bezin Shomatos HaChodesh, the lower Bezin, the Bezin here on earth. They determine Rosh Chodesh is. Rashi explains, Vachi Kamar, Rashi there in 18, Rosh Hashanah Chesam Bez, if the Hakacham im Kavu Yisrael as Chok HaChodesh, then you hate Mishpat LaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Bezin here on earth, the Bezin HaGadol, will declare today is Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, then, so we call Rosh Hashanah, then the Bezin Shalmala will begin the Yom HaDin, the Mishpat aspect of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemara Dav Ches. Later on Dav Chav Heyam at Bezin Rosh Hashanah 19, the Mishnah says the following, Ra'u Bezin B'chol Yisrael. Let's say the moon was, like an example I gave before, the moon was visible, the Bezin saw the moon, everybody in the neighborhood saw the moon, it was a beautiful, clear night, people went for a walk, and we all saw the moon. Again, today's day 29 of the outgoing month, right? So there's only two possibilities of what tomorrow will be. Tomorrow will either be 30th of the old month, or it'll be the first of the new month. That's, again, mentioned many times, the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, our Luach, has no 28 days like February, no months of 28 days, and also no months of 31 days like January and March and July and August and December, whatever that poem goes. So we don't have such thing as 31. So when we have 29, when day 29 of a month arrives, the next day will either be day 30 of the old month or the day 1 of the new month. So what if everybody saw it? We all saw the moon. Let's say today was the 29th. So we went out for a walk tonight. We came home from shul. We all saw the moon. Everyone saw it. Or nechira edim, or they examined the edim. V'lo yispikur lom mekudosh ad shechashecha. But for whatever reason, I got delayed, and they did not tomorrow declare that today, the first day of the month, until it got dark. Harezim uber. Then it's not Rosh Chodesh till the next day, even though everybody saw the moon. That's what Rashi explained. Rashi in 20 simply points to the Gemara. The Gemara explains why you have to say Nechkura Edom. So let's look at the Rosh, you know, the Edom were questioned. What does that mean? So the Gemara spells it out. Rashi just points to the Gemara on Chaf Hamid Beis 21. Lamalei lemisne ra'u bezin v'chol Yisrael. Why does it have to say that the moon was seen by bezin and everybody else? Because it's terech. Salka daita chamina. Hold v'ra'u bezin v'chol Yisrael. Since it was such a clear night, we can assume that everybody saw it. If ifarsim alam. So we know, let's say today was day 29, so we all saw the moon tonight. So everybody knows tomorrow is the first of the new moon. We all saw the new moon. It's publicized, and therefore bezin should not push off Rosh Chodesh. Okay? As Rashi says, Lama l'mitzvah Yisrael harayru bezin, ifarsim alay l'milsa d'b'yom shoshim nir l'katra. Everybody, we should sanctify tomorrow. We know everybody saw it. No. Kamashron is not true. The cave of the tunnel, Rehobez, saw Necho Edom Lamali. Why did the Mishnah give the example of the Edom a question? Because Hachi Kamar means, or Inami, or not so many people saw the moon tonight. No, but some Edom did, and they came to Bezin tomorrow. They got delayed. The Holy Speaker alone, Mekudish Ad Shechashecha. By the time the Bezin met the day, Edom got tied up, they got caught in traffic, Yerushalayim, whatever happened, and they came to the Bezin late. By the time the Bezin finished looking into everything with them, it was already dark, it was already tomorrow night. Okay, so Reizim, then tomorrow will not be declared Rosh Chodesh. It came to Tanah Shechesh, Reizim Uber, Laman Mr. Kirzim, Klal, it's Rosh Chodesh, I mean, to have you Chakir. Now, once you said that, so why what if to bring up the Edom for? Just say, if they didn't declare Rosh Chodesh till the night, then it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what if to talk about the Edom? So the Gemara says, no. Salka da'ita chaminit tehevi chakiris Edom chlasadin, u'mekudosh mekudosh kegemardin, velikdashi belayla, midir havet dinei mamonos. Maybe the rule is that if once Bezdin, by dinei mamonos, the Bezdin did not sit at night. We'll see. The Bezdin did not sit at night. Okay, so I might have thought, well, but if the Bezdin began the process during the day, what's called the Tchilas Hadin, then they can continue the case into the night and render the decision at night. That's by Dinei Mamonos. So I might have thought the same thing here. Okay, as long as they started questioning the Edim, let's say in our example case, tomorrow afternoon, late in the day, they began the process. They didn't finish everything till it got dark, but they began when it was still daytime. So maybe, and when they say Mekudosh, then so that's already, that can be done. Even though it's already dark tomorrow night, they'll say, but today was the first of the month because they began the process before nightfall. So I might think that's good, okay? Morris says, no, that's why it tells us, no, the whole process has to be done during the daytime only. And the Gemara says, so why not, Taket? Why don't we compare it? It's not like Dinei Mamonos. Why not? So Omar Kroh, the same pasuk, Kichok, Lizol, Humish, Pelak, Yaakov, Emes, Havichok, Bigmar, Din, Bikakar, Le, Rachman, a Mishpat, Ma Mishpat, Bayom, Avhochanami, Bayom. The whole process is called Mishpat, the entire process, and Mishpat has to be during the course of the day. Okay, and as Rashi points out, Mishpat Bayom, the last Rashi in print in 22 on Chof Hem Beis there, Rosh Hashanah, Nafka Lebi Sanhedrin, Bivahaya Bayom, Hanchilo Azbonah, Bayom Atom Mapil Nachlos, and so on. What's going on over here? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Dalam and Beis, has a stira. We don't have to go into all the details now, but the Gemara, the Pasuk in Yisro, Shros Perkir Ches Pasuk of Beis, says, Vishoftu Esha'am Bechol Eis. You can judge cases all the time. On the other hand, in Parshas Kisetza, when it talks about Nachlos and working out Yerusha issues, which is certainly a job of Bezin even today, a lot of disputes about Yerusha topics. So it says, V'hoya b'yom hanchilo esbonov. So Gemara raises on Lamed Aleph Beis and then Hedron 25, the Rava Rami, Rabbi raised a contradiction. K'siv v'shav to esam cholais, u'k'siv v'hoya manchil esbonov, v'hakei tzad yom l'tchilotin l'ayla l'gmardin. Oh, that's a difference. Okay, you have to begin the process during this by dinei mamonos, right? By monetary disputes. You have to begin the process during the day, but the gemar din can be at night. Yom hanchilo, says Rashi there in Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph Beis 26, mishpat nachlos, the hanu dinei mamonos, right? The Yerusha disputes are dinei mamonos, monetary disputes. So that you can start during the day, but the gemar din, that can be at night. So the Gemara back in source 22, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chafei Beis says that maybe Kiddush HaChodesh should be like that. And the Ritva explains why. And his commentary, that Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chafei Beis, he says, because in certain ways, Kiddush HaChodesh, like Dinei Mamonos, you don't need the Bezin of 23, you're just three members of the Bezin suffices and so on. Okay. Tosus on that Daf in Rosh Hashanah Chafei Beis says, 28. Amos havichok b'gmardin. The high crowd, the chichok, l'inyan Rosh Hashanah, darshim lava parakama, u'adin b'chol chadoshim. Tosus points out, that's why I linked it to the Gemara, it wasn't me, Tosus, links this Gemara in Daf Chav Hei to the Gemara in Ches, which was talking about Rosh Hashanah, and said, the Bezin below has to declare the day Rosh Chodesh before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bezin will sit in judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And Tosus simply points out that this Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the same is true for every Rosh Chodesh, not just Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, but every Rosh Chodesh, it's up to the Bezin Shalmata to make the declaration. Okay, that's what emerges from there. So based on all of this, we find that the job of the Bezin, so to speak, was to declare Rosh Chodesh, and Dafke the process had to be done during the daytime. The entire process would be during the day. If it extended into the night, they would no longer declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, the Gemara relates a story on Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah 29. The Gemara relates, Rishona originally, but when did they accept the Edom? All day. Okay. But Pam Achas Nishtau Edom Ilovo. Okay, one time the Edom came very, very, very late in the day. We won't go into now what went wrong, but by the afternoon offering, they said the wrong shir because they didn't realize it was going to be Rosh Chodesh and so on. So they made a takana. So they said they would not begin the process, even if it could mix people up. They would stop the process at the Zman of Mincha, whatever that is, sometime in the afternoon, not important for us right now. Okay, and Bimbo Edom and Mincha Lamala, if Edom came later, they would continue that day, Kodesh, because let's remember, again, we're talking here about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so today is the 29th of Elul, so they would begin already to observe. That's how the Rashi fills in. Okay, let's take a look. We'll see the Rashi in a second. But Mishachar Beis Hamikdash is going to be Zachai Shemakav Eskal Chodesh Kol Hayom. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they were not worried about Karbanos anymore, any mistakes by the Levim, so they changed it back to the old way. Let's look in Rashi 30 on Rosh Hashanah Laman of Beis. Okay, the Gemara says, right, Noagim Osam Kodesh Barosh Hashanah Koy. It's someone Rosh Hashanah. What happened? Let's spell it out. The Mishachoshka Lel Esiyat Tisha Noagim Bo Kodesh. To the 29th of Elul. So it may well be that Edom will show up tomorrow, and therefore this day will be Rosh Hashanah. So he started to observe it as Rosh Hashanah ready at night. So let's take Sunday, okay? Let's say today is Sunday, and it's the 29th of Elul. So starting tonight, on the very good possibility that Edom will come tomorrow and they'll declare it Rosh Hashanah, we already start observing Rosh Hashanah tonight. Shema Yavo Edom Machar V'Yikachu Bezin, because Edom may come and they'll declare it Rosh Hashanah. V'Nimtza Shalayla Hazeh Lo Yontifu, which means retroactively, the night will be Yontif. So we better observe it as Yontif now, because if they come first thing in the morning or any time during the day tomorrow, and Bezin declares that it's the first of Tishrei, that means it's Rosh Hashanah retroactive to tonight. So therefore, we're going to start observing tonight. V'Chein L'Machar Kalayom, they would observe the whole day as Rosh Hashanah in case Edom show. Okay, Bimbo, Edom, Kodom, and Mincha, Bezin, Mekachos, Chodesh. If the Edom Taka came, then Bezin would declare, and there'll be one day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. Okay, now, Benoda, Sheyafu, Nagubo, Kodesh. And good thing we observed it as Rosh Hashanah. But if the Edom came late in the day, so the Bezin wouldn't accept it, but they didn't change it into a weekday, because that's confusing for people. Part of the day is Yontif, and then we'll stop now. It's Eish Yontif. Can you imagine that? Right, until about 3 o'clock, we observe the Yontif. Now it's going to be a weekday. Now we mix people up. And he said, Gemara Rashi said, and next year they'll say, what are we? Last year it didn't work out. We had to stop in the middle of the whole thing. So therefore, they Nogim Osim Kodesh or Mocher Kodesh. That's what happened there. Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh Perek Beis HaLachaches rules in accordance with all of the above. Okay. Acha kach asher tiskayim eidus rosh beizin omer mekudesh v'alam onem acher mekudesh. Right, they accepted the eidim, now not talking about Rosh Hashanah for the moment. Every Rosh Chodesh, the Bezin would accept the witnesses, and they would declare that it's been sanctified, and we need three, and with Bezin three, and so on. And the Rambam writes, v'ein mekadshe ela b'yom, has to be during the daytime, like we learned. Avim kitshu b'layla ein mekudesh, not effective. It happened tonight. Afilu ra'u bezin v'chol Yisrael, even as I said before, Ram Paskins, even if everybody saw it, doesn't make a difference. Where it doesn't make a difference to the Edom, where it does anything, ein mekadshin also b'layla. We never did the kiddush hachodesh at night. It wasn't done, no matter who saw what. Okay, they would wait if it was delayed, and that's in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. If you look in Halacha Perek Ches, the Hilchos Kiddush Hachodesh, the Rambam writes chodesh shelavana esim. Right, the length of the Jewish month is 29 days and a half. That's 12 hours, half a day, and 793 chalokim. Chalokim are parts of an hour. It's about 3 1/3 seconds. Okay, do the math. But that's how they measure the time. Good. And of course, now that will not end up at the end of the day. That'll end up in the middle of the day. Right. So, but we don't make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Right. They're not going to declare Rosh Chodesh. Oh, now the 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim are up. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. That can be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2:30 in the morning. It goes by the full day. And therefore, the Rambam writes on Halacha Beis, L'fichach osin chod shelevona me'en chodesh chosem em chodesh malei. Some months are short months. Chosem means it's missing a day, 29 days. 29 days, it's not missing. It means it's a short month, 29 days. Sometimes a chodesh malei. Some months have 30 days. Okay? Some have 29, some have 30. Never more, nevertheless. Nevertheless. Okay? The old month will have 29 days, even though the cycle is longer than 29. Other months have 30 days, even though the cycle is shorter than 30 days, because it goes by the day. That's what the Rambam is telling us based on that Gemara. Okay? Now, he writes, therefore, it is important for us, Halacha Dalad, Yom Shloshim, the 30th day, means after day 29 of the outgoing month, La'olim Oso, Osin Oso Rosh Chodesh. That will automatically be Rosh Chodesh. Day after day 29 is always automatically Rosh Chodesh. Imaya Chodesh Ava Chaser, if that old month is a short month, so that day, day 30, is called day one of the new month, that's one day of Rosh Chodesh, and that's it. Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Abba. Yeah, Chodesh Avar Malay, if the other month ends up being a 30-day month, so the next day will be the first of the month, right? That day will be 30, it'll be one next day of Rosh Chodesh. That's why sometimes we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Whenever we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is called day 30, the old month, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is called day one of the new month. And that's how the Rambam explains. But we always make day, the day after day 29, take a look in 33, that's the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh. That's our Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, has among his other Sfarim a, you know, line by line commentary on the Rambam in Hilchus, printed in one volume, Shkolim and Kiddush HaKodesh. It's available. I have it here in the house. It's on the Bar-Ilan. Shekel HaKodesh. Okay, so there in Hilchus Kiddush HaKodesh, Parches Halacha Dali, he writes in Ozayin, so caught in Zion, Yom Shloshim Olamos and Asur Shchodesh, Kadesh Shalay Yova laid their toes. Tiknu Shiyalam Lamid Olam Rosh Chodesh. So there'll be no problem. The Chazal Institute, that the day after day 29 is always going to be observed as Rosh Chodesh. Oh, Kevin Shimon Shakitra, Piriel, how you call Yom Rishon Mitzapim Laidus. Okay, they would always, in the days of Kiddush HaPiriel, they were waiting or anticipating the possibility they did it Misafik, right? They observe Rosh Chodesh Misafik. All right, so we leave it alone. Of course, we do it not misafik. We do it vada. We consider it vada Rosh Chodesh. But that's according to our cheshbon. And Sivkot and Ches, the Chaim Kanievsky writes, Avakesh Kitcho Pirila also Rosh Chodesh Biom Lamed Ela Misafik. In the olden days, when they cut it Mikadosh Al Piriya, so after day 29, they would observe the next day Rosh Chodesh Misafik. Maybe Edom will come. Right? We don't do it like that. We observe it automatically. We're misakim that the day after day 29 is always going to be Rosh Chodesh. So now, putting all this together, we can come to the main topic, finally. Okay, after all that introduction. So this is a review of the Inyanim of Kiddush HaChodesh. I think it's good to be aware of. So we have a din as follows. When we daven, we're supposed to insert in davening on certain occasions some reference to the specialness of a particular day. There's a pasuk in Tillim, 34, Parak Samech Ches, Pasuk Chav, Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Asana Kesh Vosenu Selam. Those who say, V'yitlecha, I said it tonight also. Baruch Hashem Olam. So it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Hashem is blessed every day. So the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Amar Aleph says, V'amar is 35, V'amar is Zera, V'yitam Rechanina Bar Papa, my time of the Behuda, Amar Kor, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chi Bayom V'Baruch Hanoso, B'layla Ein V'Baruch Hanoso. What do you mean we bless Hashem during the day? We don't bless Hashem at night? No. The famous phrase, Ela Olam Alecha, no, Kol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me Ein Berchosov. Every day, unit of time, every 24-hour day, you have to praise Hashem in accordance with the specialness of that day. And Rashi explains in Memo and Alpha Rosh Hashanah, in Shabbat, in Memo and Alpha and Brochus 36, Kol Yom V'Yom, B'Shabbos Mein, Shabbos B'Yomtev, Mein Yomtev. Okay, very nice. So you have to always mention what's called Me'ein HaMa'orav. There's a specialness that day. It's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. We're supposed to make mention of the fact. That's what we learn from the phrase, Baruch Hashem La'olam, Baruch Hashem Yom, Yom. Okay? Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chof Dalad Amud Aleph, says, Taner Be'oshia, Yom HaMashiach Ben Korban Musaf, any day when there's a Korban Musaf, Kegon Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShem Moed, Iris, Shachas, U'mincha, Mispalo, Shmona Esrei, Ve'omer Me'ein HaMa'orav Avoda. Okay? Every time there's a Korban Musaf, whether it's Yontif or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, whatever it is, okay? So we always insert, when we're not Yontif proper, but Chol HaMoed, because Yontif you have a special Shmoneh Esrei. But today is the Korban Musaf, we say the regular Shmoneh Esrei, the regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but you insert Me'ein HaMoed in the Bracha of Avoda. That's the Bracha that starts with Tzei. That's called Avoda. Tzei Hashem Okeinu Mamchei Yisrael. V'Hashem Es Avoda. L'Vir Beis Secha. And that ends Baruch Atah Hashem Amachzir Shkinos Otzion. So it's in that bracha that we insert some reference to the day. V'Lo Amar Machzir Nosav. You didn't do it. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Rashi says, why in the bracha of Avoda? To ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to restore the Avoda to Beis HaMikdash. Fine. The Rambam Paskin this way. Hilchus Tfilah, Perek Beis, Alach Yod 39. B'Roshei Chadoshim V'Chol Shamoed, Mas Mispalal Arvish Shachas U'Mincha Tshah Esrei Brochas, the regular Shmoneh Esrei, 19 brochas, the regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but Kishar Yom, like any other day. V'Omer Avoda, L'Kenev Al-Kev, Sena Yala V'Yovo, etc. But you insert what we call Yala V'Yovo, that's a reference. Yala V'Yovo is a reference to the fact that it's there. We say, B'Yom Rosh HaChodesh Zeh, B'Yom Chag HaMatzah Zeh, B'Yom Chag HaSukkah Zeh, whatever it is, we insert that correct phrase in Yala V'Yovo. Okay? So there is the din that we're supposed to when we daven Rosh Chodesh, and notice how it says, Arvis Shachris U'Mincha. Ma'arv Shachris U'Mincha, you have to insert Yala V'Yovo into the Shmona Esrei. However, there's one caveat. The Gemara in the very end of the fourth parak in Brachas, Laman of Beis 40, says, Omar of Anan, Omar Rav, Tov lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh be'arvis. If you made a mistake and you left out Yala v'Yavo in Myriv of Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, ein machzir noso, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now that's not what it said in Shabbos, in source in source 37. Okay, the Gemara said you're supposed to Arvish Shachas Shabbos Chavdam Alav Arvish Shachas Mincha. You say Me'ena Ma'or in the Shmoneh Esrei, and if you didn't say, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Gemara here in Bracha says not so, not by Myra. Why? Lefisha ain bezdin mikajin as a chodesh el bayom, as we just learned at length, because they would not declare Rosh Chodesh at night. So in our example case before, of Sunday is the 29th. So Sunday night already they started to treat it like Rosh Chodesh, but it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh yet, because the bezdin would never declare Rosh Chodesh at night, not till the next day. Okay, and if they didn't do it the next day, it would be the next day, because you can't do it at night. So therefore, in Ma'ariv, when we daven Ma'ariv, it's not necessary. I mean, we prefer, we treat it as Rosh Chodesh. You should say Yalav Yavo, but if you didn't, you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esish. Ein Mekadosh Shemana Chodesh El Vayom. So Omar HaMeimar, so Meir says, Mistaber Milser Rav B'Chodesh Moli. I understand, Rav, that you don't have to repeat it if it's a Chodesh Moli, meaning, as Rashi explains in Brochot Lamed Beis 41, because you're going to say it the next night. Right, if it's a double 2 day Rosh Chodesh, meaning the outgoing month is a full 30 day month. So, if I, in our example case, so it's Sunday is Erev Rosh Chodesh, 29th. So tonight, tomorrow, tonight and Monday is the 30th, and then the next night and Tuesday is the 31st. So there, I understand why if you forgot Rosh Chodesh on Sunday night, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because you're going to say it anyway on Monday night. On Monday night, which is the real Rosh Chodesh, right? The real first of the month. Right, that's why it says Chodesh Avar Molei Osim Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yomim. Hilchah Yochah Amal Mocher. The Avir Shemocher Rosh Chodesh Gomer Yosim in a Rishon. First day is not really Rosh Chodesh; it's the 30th of the old month. We observe it as Rosh Chodesh, like we said before. That's the Masakin to avoid confusion. The day after 29th is always going to be Rosh Chodesh, but not really Rosh Chodesh when the first of the month is until Monday night, Tuesday. So therefore, when it, you know, if you forgot it on Sunday night, the 29th, okay, so you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the Gemara says. However, but that's not what Rav said. Rav said, "Ain mekachin as a chodesh b'layla." We don't. They never declare Rosh Chodesh at night, and therefore, at my rav, you don't have to repeat. Doesn't matter if it's the first night, the second night, the 2 day Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't make any difference. You don't have to repeat this one essay at my rav on Rosh Chodesh, because ain mekachin as a chodesh b'layla. Okay. The Tosis is bothered by something. Tosis brings up a different case. Tosis says, but what if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, and we're talking about now Meir of the second night? As I understand, Meir of the Gemara mentioned that Meir of the first night, you don't have to repeat it. And then it's, I said, I understand you don't have to repeat it if you have a tama. Again, let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara said, if, in our example case, if Sunday night, it's a, and Sunday night and Monday night are both going to be Rosh Chodesh. So if I forgot Yalav Yavo on Sunday night, and it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, and I'm going to say Yalav Yavo again anyway tomorrow night, then it's okay. And then the Gemara said, no, it doesn't matter. You always don't have to repeat it on Sunday night, even if that's the only night of Rosh Chodesh. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. That even if Sunday night is the only night of Rosh Chodesh, it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh. The old month is a 29-day month, and it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo Sunday night, no matter what. We thought, I thought, well, maybe you only don't have to repeat it if you're going to say it anyway the next night. But if you're not, there is no next night of Rosh Chodesh, only a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it. Okay, so that's the Gemara. But Tosfos brings up a different case. What if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh and you forgot Yalav Yavo not the first night, you forgot Yalav Yavo the second night? Okay, so there Tosfos says, "Divrei Masa Lefisha Ein Mekadshin Lamed Beis and Brachos Yesh Mefarshim Dafka Belayla Rishona Ein Machzir Nosol Lefisha Ein Mekadshin Chodesh Belayla A Belayla Shnia Machzir Nosol Shekar Mikudesh Miyam Shalafanav Lo Nir Lachafanav." Tosfos says, "One second, I understand the first night. Okay, you don't have to repeat it, but the second night, for sure, you have to repeat it. It's already been declared. We know when Rosh Chodesh is now, right? The mere fact." That this was day 30, automatically the next day is Rosh Chodesh, right? Because never more than 30 days. So in fact, we'll see, you don't even need Rosh Bezdin to do anything. If day 29 was not, the day after day 29, day 30, was not declared Rosh Chodesh, then the next day is automatically Rosh Chodesh, with or without Eidim, with or without the Bezdin, Lechora. So therefore, says Tosas, if you forget Yalav Yavo the second night, then you should have to repeat it, no? That's what he says, some say. Because it was already sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. The first night, you're right, it wasn't sanctified yet as Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and even if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh come up, but still, the first night wasn't yet sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. So there I can understand why you can be lenient and not make you repeat Yalav Yavo. But the second night you should have to, it's already Rosh Chodesh for sure. No question about it. But he says you shouldn't be Mechalik. It doesn't explain why. But no, there's no difference. The second night also have to repeat. What the Gemara thought was right. Mistaber milsed Rab b'chodesh molei klomer she also the fun of molei says told oz yachalom abaros amachar shu ikar. Like Rashi said, right? The Tosfos says, well, it's a 2 night Rosh Chodesh. I understand the havamina not to make. I understand why you don't have to repeat the first night because you can always say it the second night. But maybe if there only is 1 night, you should have to repeat it the first night. No, we said we don't make a chilek. But Tosfos says, yeah, but if the 2 nights Rosh Chodesh and you forget Yalav Yavo at Meir of the second night, then you should have to repeat it. No, and the Tosfos says no. You don't have to. You shouldn't be mechalik. Okay, the Marsha explains what Tosfos means. Okay, because he says that no less a person than Beis Yosef got mixed up. Beis Yosef thought that's what the Gemara was talking about. Truth matters, you look first at the Gemara on 40, the discussion between Amem and Ravashi, it looks like maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about the second night, but he wasn't. Okay, that's what Marsha points out. He says, the Kamar Talmud of Mali Mole, Mali Choser, when the Gemara concludes, okay, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a one day Rosh Chodesh or 2 day Rosh Chodesh. That's talking, says the Marsha on the second line there, Hainu Belaila Rishon, that's only talking about the first night. The whole Gemara was only talking about forgetting Yalav Yavo on the first night of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, then it was a question, maybe if there is no second night, maybe you should have to repeat. The Gemara says, no, you don't. And the Gemara had to have me know, you only have to not repeat if it's the second night is Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say it anyway the second night. And the Gemara said, no, there's no chilik. But the Gemara was never talking about the second night. And he says, the Beis Yosef, the Fum Chorfalo, Ian Yafim is a sugiv. What does the Beis Yosef say in Simtopchav Beis 45? He says, he quotes this Shita. And by the way, I skipped it, but looking back in 43, it's not just Tosas, the Orchas Chayim. Chelik, one of the Rishonim, Chelik Aleph, Hilchus Tvila. Kuf Gimel, right? 443. Rabbeinu Nosson says you do have to repeat on the first night. Okay? You do have to, I'm sorry, on the second night. You do have to repeat the second night because definitely Rosh Chodesh. And he says, I'm not sure who this is. Rebat, the Chuvos, he quotes others and say like that. That's what Tosas quoted too. There's such a sheet that Tosas rejected. Or Chaim doesn't reject it. The Beis Yosef quotes these sheetas. And the Beis Yosef says at the end, I don't understand. Look at the last word to the Beis Yosef there in Simon Tuf Chaf Beis Barachayim. But Dover Tema, who she said, Hefech Mishpshat Dira Gemara. That seems to be against the Gemara. But that's what the Marsha said. No, the Beis Yosef missed the Gemara. Okay, I mean, you have to be someone big to say that about the Beis Yosef. But he said he didn't read the Gemara carefully. The Gemara was talking about only the first night. Now, the whole discussion of the Gemara was, do you have to repeat Yalav Yabo if you forgot it in Marv on the first night? So Rav said no, and then I remember saying maybe that's only because you're going to say it if there's a second night, but if there's a first night, you do have to, if there's only one night, you do have to repeat. The Gemara said no, you don't. The Gemara is never talking about the second night. The Magen Avraham also says this, okay? Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Ches, in your base, says, he also said, Magen Avraham misread the Gemara. Okay, all right, I mean, you have to say it about Yosef. You have to have broad shoulders to say it about Beis Yosef. But anyway, it looks like they're right. That's the Marsha said. I'm going to Rama already says it. The Shitim Kubetzes, that's usually assumed to be the Ritva in Brachas and the Flamin of Beis. Shitim Kubetzes in Brachas is different than the regular Shitim Kubetzes. Usually they always quote from different Rishonim. Shitim Kubetzes doesn't quote anybody. That's the Chidusha Ritva. It's assumed. So anyway, in Brachas, Laman of Beis, it says there, Michti Rav, Time of Kama, the Aim of Kasha Chodesh Alva, Yom, Mali, 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 Chaser, Ula Olam, Lo Shona, the Halayla, Eino Bechlau, the Lo Chashiva, Le Mitra, Cholam, Hadar Allah. The night is not part of Kiddush HaChodesh. Keep that point in mind from this Ritva. The night is not part of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they didn't make people repeat. The Rosh, in the Tosfos Rosh, there in Brachas Lamed Beis 48, says also, raises this kasha, Dibur Maskil Ein Mekadshim, Tomar Leil Shlosh Ve'echad Ein HaTam Tolei B'Kiddush Bezin, Shekvar Kiddushu Shamayim. What do you mean? I don't understand. The second night, that's not up to Bezin. What do you mean Ein Mekadshim is a Chodesh Balayla? The second night's got nothing to do with Mekadshim HaChodesh, because it was already automatic. Right, in our example case, if Sunday night, Monday wasn't declared Rosh Chodesh, then Monday night, Tuesday is automatic Rosh Chodesh. So what do we care? Ain't Mekadshin is a Chodesh Balayla. What's the difference? It's not a matter of Mekadshin. Bezin, Shomala, Kitshu Shomayim. And Lama lo Yachzor leil Shoshana Echad. Why shouldn't you repeat? You have to repeat the Shemana say then, Yalav Yav Mar. He says, no. Kevin Shein Royal Kadesh Chodesh Balayla, Hilchoy Machzina, Filo leil Shoshana Echad. Since, they don't explain it fully, but since the night of Rosh Chodesh is not, the nighttime is not lend itself, so to speak, to Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Take a look, the Pnei Yoshua is also all bothered by this. Pnei Yoshua also, on that Tosus, the Imam Asa Omar Banan, Brachas Laman Beis, the Pnei Yoshua also is bothered. He says, I don't understand, why did Tosus just said, Lo Nira L'Chalek, I don't see any difference. What do you mean, why not? It's a pretty good difference, right? The big difference. The first night, Ein Mekadshin Es Chodesh Balala, the first night depends on Bezdin, but the second night, it's automatic Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what's going on? He even quotes a Rashi. Okay, even quotes a Rashi on Chav Gimel and Beis Hashanah, I printed in 50. Rashi says, you know, because of the sun, sometimes the moon could be visible already the first night. In our example case, already Sunday night. Okay, the moon could be, because the moon is really not visible till the sun begins to set, right? Because during the day, usually the sun outshines the moon. You know, you can't really see the moon. Sometimes you can see the moon during the day, but not always. Anyway, he says that still they would not declare Rosh Chodesh at night, even if someone saw the moon already, in our example case, Sunday, early evening, you know, before sunset completely, you know, but it was late in the day, we still wouldn't do it, okay? So, but the second night is already Shayach, so he said, I don't understand. So he says at the end, because, you know, they didn't want to make a distinction, so sort of, you know, he says, Afilo Hochi, last words of the Pnei Yeshuv, and nearly the Afilo Hochi, Kosu Atosu, Lo Nir Lechalek, B'shnei Yom, Shosh Chodesh Klal, Kei V'shosu Misafik, Shosu Misafik, Yehech Delo Zilzul, B'yom Tashani. Since we keep both days and so on, because they weren't sure what day the Edom would come and so on, so we don't want to make any distinction between the days, and we don't want to make, that's the Pnei Yeshuv. Okay, there are Sameach also in his commentary on the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Alach Yirala was also bothered by this problem. Why don't you repeat? Why do you not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei on the second night of Rosh Chodesh if you forget Yalav Yovo? Because it's already definitely Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and he says, you know, it's clear. Okay, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Darwin Aleph Mishnah 52 says, "Bein Shirim is Mano, Bein Shalom is Mano, Mekadshin Oso." Rabbi Elazar Tzadok Omer, and that's how he paskin im lo near of his Mano. If the moon wasn't visible that first night, ain Mekadshin Oso Shikvar Kitchul Hashemayim. If the moon was not visible the night following day 29, in our example case Sunday night, then they did like I said before, they didn't have to Mekadish anything on Monday night, Tuesday, because already Kvar Kitchul Hashemayim. That's a machlokes, but that's what Elazar Tzadok holds, and the Gemara says on Chav Darwin Aleph 53, "Amar B'Rom Rishma Halacha Kav Elazar Tzadok." That's how we paskin, and that's how the Rambam paskin in the Perek Beis Vilchus Kiddush Chodesh Alach Haches. They ain't Mekadosh Elach Chodesh in Rebizmano. The only need bezin when it came Bizmano means after day 29. So the Rosh Hashanah says, but if it's after day 30, then the next day is automatically Kiddush Chodesh. So that night, in our example case, Monday night, Rosh Hashanah is also bothered by the same kasha. Why should you not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? Okay, it's already automatically definitely Kiddush Chodesh. So he quotes the Tosus in Sanhedrin of Yud, the Yudim Beis, Drakichua Shemayim. So Tosfos quotes in 55, Yesh Mefarshim the Bezin Shomala Mekadshinos Ola Olam B'Shas Hamolad. The Bezin Shomala is Mekadosh always at the time of the Molad, whether Bezin Shomata does or does not Mekadosh. But he said, ain't near it. Okay, because then what do we say? Kidshuva Shamayim only after the next day. So he says, Ela Nira, Keperish Akuntris, Peperik Bezu Hashanah, Beyom Shoshim Mamtinin Bezin Shomala, Bezin Shomata, Shemi Avru. Ava Yom Shoshim Echad. So the Har Sameach quotes this Tosas that even when there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the Bezin shall we said Kidshua Shamayim. That was the language of Tzadok in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. It said Kidshua Shamayim, but when is that? So Tosas Sanhedrin says in the morning. They also followed the rule that was only done during the daytime. So Mamela says there's even the second night, it's not really officially Rosh Chodesh yet. And that's how he says. But he challenged it. We said, where's Tosfos get that from? It's a nice idea. Where did Tosfos get that from? So, you know, he said he prefers a different reason. Okay. He says, whatever. He has a few different suggestions. But, and then he quotes that Tosfos a rush, and he says it's difficult. Okay. Lemaisa, he says it's a difficult question. The Chedush Aran, on that Sugin Sanhed Yudra Beis, writes, what does it mean? Shekar kitchu shemayim. 56. Chomer she ain't tzukin lomer biyom alam and aleph mekudesh. The bezin didn't have to announce that it's kiddush hachodesh because it was memela. It was automatic. Okay. But that's what we saw. That's what we saw in the Rambam, and we saw in that the Gemara as well. Bottom line, the halacha apparently is like Tosa says a nira lechalek the prichodesh. It's in Tov Chav Beis and Sifah 57. The prichodesh quotes that whole Tosa. Okay, and he's bothered by the same problem. He also mentioned that Beis Yosef, who seems to say that it's the Gemara itself, seems to say we don't make a chilek, but the Prichodesh also said, but the Gemara was talking about the first night in the 2 day Rosh Chodesh, not the second night in the 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, he goes back and forth. He quotes, have a summary of the whole thing, and he writes at the very end, look at 57, the end, Mio, Atosa Zal, Kosu She'ein Nira L'Chalek, and that's the Mashmos of the Poskim. And therefore, that's the Iker Girsa and so on. And he refers to an earlier Gemara, and he works it out. The Gemara on that same page in Brachos Lamed Bei says something else. It says, "Tanya Tovelo Hiska Shachrosh Ba'arvis Ein Machzirno So Meishiochal Omer B'Shachris." If B'Shachris Ein Machzirno So Meishiochal Omer Musafin, Musafin Ein Machzirno So Meishiochal Omer Mincha. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Brachos rather earlier on the page Lamed Bei says that if you forgot Rosh Chodesh at Ma'ariv, you know why you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo? Because you're going to say it the next morning. If you had a shachris, you know, daven musaf. If you had a musaf, well, musaf you don't say it. But that's the Gemara earlier. Now, what did the Gemara have to give that reason for? If you forgot it at Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat it because you're going to say it anyway at shachris. I thought we said you don't have to repeat it at Ma'ariv because, ein mekadosh chodesh b'layla. So the Prichoda suggests, no, that's talking about the second night. That one, second night, you don't have to repeat it because you can say it at Shachris. That's what he suggests, but that's not the, that's not really what the sugya looks like, but that's what he proposes. Okay, the Meiri, there in Lamed Beis, says in 60, Apli Shemana, Ve'ein Gorsin, Tov Elo Hisker Bar Arvis, they take that whole line out because it doesn't make sense. That's not the reason you don't have to repeat it at Meir. Tosa Rosh also has like that, okay? It says it's a different reason. Bottom line is, Lahalocha, the Rambam Paskin's Parak Yud Alach Yud, Tov Elo Hiski Yalav Yavo, Im Nizkar Kodim Shiyashlam Tfiloso Choz Lavoda Maskir. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, if you remember before the Shmona Esrei, you go back to Ritzei, Im Nizkar Achash Yishim Tfiloso, if you finish Shmona Esrei, Choz Lerosh, unless you say Yalav Kain Etzor Ado Tachnunim, and you didn't take it 3 steps, so you go back to Ritzei. And then Alach Yud Alav, Rambam says, B'med Rambam Murim B'chol Hashem Moed, that's true on Chol Hamoed. O B'shachas O Mincha Shavash HaChodeshim, or on Shachas O Mincha, but Arvish Shavash Chodesh, Imlo Hisker Eno Chozer, and Rambam makes no distinction between it's the first night of Rosh Chodesh, the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it by Ma'ariv. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tavchav Beis Yivalet. Shulchan Aruch also says, you know, spells it out, Arvis, Shachas, and Mincha, you're supposed to put in Yalav Yavu, if you lo omer ba'arvis, ein machzirin oso. And then it refers to what he said in Simon Reish Tzadi Dalad, about what happens if you forget it, did you remember before you started the next bracha? Okay, you can take a look, Simon Reish Tzadi Dalad, Tzadi Dalad, and hey, you know, you don't have to go back if you went on to the next bracha already. Anyway, but getting back to our issue, the Mechaber says, Mefurish, the second line of 63, in Tavchav Beis Yivalet, Bein Shorosh Chodesh Shom Echad, Bein Shein Beis Yomim, Bimnei Shein Mekachin Chodesh Balaylo. But Shachas Emilcha, you have to repeat and so on. It depends when you remember and the details we mentioned before. Okay? The question is, just to kind of move up and move to the end, you know, then there's some discussion. Can you go back? Are you allowed to go back? If you don't have to, it's a double question. We'll leave that out for now. That's in some race study, darling. Okay? And then the Shabur explains in Tovchav Beis of Cotton Gimel, 66, Below Hoya Dain Kedusha Shchorosh Haoma Fila Belel Beis Shchorosh Shayach Tam Zeh Shalom Yom Beis Urak Mishm Sveika Dilo Hayom Aleph Hoya Kodesh Yom Shein Hilchol. Gives a little different angle. Maybe the first day was the real Shchorosh. The second day is only a suffix. That's why I don't have to repeat it. Okay. But I just want to share with you to finish up something from Rav Soloveitchik, which he said in the Yartzeit Drasha, but it's also printed in the Rishimus Shiurim in Brachas, based on the following, which we'll say outside to save a few moments. It does seem, our situation does seem, without question, to be somewhat counterintuitive, okay? Because if Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Balayla, okay, but once they declared Rosh Chodesh during the day, so then retroactively the night has the same status, okay? And certainly now, we know when Rosh Chodesh is. What Ein Mekadshin? We know when Rosh Chodesh is. Right, that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, and we look on our refrigerator, there's a calendar that tells when Rosh Chodesh is. So we're not waiting for Bezdin. The whole thing, even the first night by us, makes no sense. We're not keeping it because some kind of a doubt, right? What do you mean? Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Balayla, the whole reason. And it's a kash on the Rama, a kash on the Shulchan, the whole reason makes no sense anymore. What Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Balayla? We know full well when Rosh Chodesh is, okay? So, good what the Gemara says, but nowadays we know. So it's true that Bezdin was not Mekadosh Chodesh at night, but once they declared Rosh Chodesh, the previous night retroactively becomes Rosh Chodesh. And again, certainly nowadays, and the Gemara was talking about the time of the Gemara, the discussion on Meimar and Rav Ashi, and that Gemara in the end of the fourth parak in Brochas Laman of Beis, on Meimar and Rav Ashi were later Amoraim, who's no Kiddush Bezdin anymore. We know when Rosh Chodesh is, so why should that din be relevant at all? So Soloveitchik had the following Kiddush according to the Rambam. Take a look, you have time to read it. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Kuf Nun Gimel, 67, tells about the mitzvah, the Kiddush HaChodesh, and to manage the months and the years and everything, and we said it's a job of Bezdin, and the Bezdin has to be in Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. Okay, but what about nowadays? Look about 5 lines down. He says, Uvikan Shorish Godol Ma'od Mishar She Amuna. I'm going to tell you a fundamental principle of Amuna. And people don't realize it, and so on. You have to understand things deeply, he says. He says, now we're in Chutzlaritz, and we count the months and so on. It's got nothing to do with us counting the months. Everything had to be based on the kavias done by the Bezdin HaGadol on Eretz Yisrael, okay? And the continuing activity of Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, today is because the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael are koveya the Rosh Chodesh based on the cheshbon set up in the time of Hillel HaSheni. He says they did it, and they established the Mo'adim. And he writes, look at a few lines down, maybe 5 lines to the bottom. Hayom shekavu ritzon lomer b'nei Eretz Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. That's what establishes Rosh Chodesh. And look what he writes. He says, "Vani osed l'chabir." He says, "Ilu efshar derech moshel shebnei Eretz Yisrael ya'adru me'Eretz Yisrael." There'll be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael at all. Chalil lekel and chas shalom and so on and so forth. Then our cheshbon Rosh Chodesh will be meaningless. The Rambam has an unbelievable chiddush, and he repeats it really in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hey that I printed over here. Halacha Aleph and Beis, he just explains what we spoke about earlier. He said it's a job of Bezin. He calls it Halacha Lamosh Misinai. It was everything's Nikba based on Eretz Yisrael. And he writes Halacha Yud Gimel. Zeh She'anu Mechashrin, the fact that we count these nowadays, Bizman HaZeh, okay, everyone in our own town, and we say today's Rosh Chodesh, and so it's Yontem. Lo Becheshbon Shilonu Anu Koven, Velo Olav Anu Somkin. Because you have, everything has to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Anusomche El Al Cheshbon Bnei Eretz Yisrael Ukri Asam. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban, I should mention. I mean, the Ramban disagrees. In Asogas Ramban to that mitzvah Sase Kuf Nun Gimel disagrees. And what's the Rambam talking about? That's why it works. What do you mean? He says, and he says, what do you mean? What halach l'mashmi sina? We never find halach l'mashmi sina like that. Okay, even though the Brisker Rav said that's the so-called the soda iber, but whatever that the Ramban says, there's no obvious halach l'mashmi sina. Okay, the Ramban, so he disagrees with that point. He said obviously it would not be right for Kriyas Chodesh to be done by anyone else without the authorization of the Bezin HaGadol and so on. But if they did it, it would work. Okay, and he says we know that Kiddush HaChodesh was done until the time of Hillel HaSheni, okay, and even it was done in the days of, which is the same thing as the day of Abai and Rova, but there's no Bezin HaGadol anymore. There's no Sanhedrin anymore. There's no Bezin HaGadol. It stopped years earlier. But the second thing is that of course, Ramban admits you need to have smuchin and so on and so forth. But the Rav stressed that according to the Rambam and in these sources, that nowadays it's the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael that are responsible to the Mekadosh HaChodesh. That how? No active, by observing the day as Rosh Chodesh. And the Rav stressed that really it's Sanhedrin, the Bezin HaGadol has two functions. One job of the Bezin HaGadol, okay, one job of the Bezin HaGadol is to be like the Supreme Court, right? They were the legal authority. But he says another job of the Bezin HaGadol, okay, because Kiddush HaChodesh does not necessarily involve complicated Pesach Halacha. The other job of the Bezin HaGadol is to be the representatives of Klal Yisrael, like Congress. They're the body of Klal Yisrael. So the Rav explained that Kiddush HaChodesh is a din on Klal Yisrael. All right? The Bezin HaGadol, like we learned at the beginning of the Shir, Moshe and Aaron and so on, that's because they are the agents or the representatives of Knesset Yisrael. Okay? And it's the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, therefore, who are Mekadosh HaChodesh, even if they're only a small amount or a small percentage of the Jewish population. They're the ones who are called Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam says it's Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai, that if there's no Bezin HaGadol, the mitzvah is incumbent upon the body of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not, we have riots, we had many riots, we don't have time to go into all of this now. They didn't print on the sheets. It's a side point. And the Rav said, that's why, okay, that's why, if you look in the Gemara in Brachas, okay, Memtes Amid Amalek, the Gemara says, as a general rule, we don't conclude a bracha, any bracha, with two themes. Okay, we don't have two themes in a bracha. More ask, what about al aretz al mazon? Benching? No, because it's the same thing. The aretz produces the mazon. What about mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim? With every yontif? No, Yisrael dekachinu l'zmanim. The Jewish people are mekadesh l'zmanim. So it's not two different themes. It's the same theme. And that's how Rashi and Brachas explains why. But take a look also in Beitzah, Daf Yud Zanim and Aleph. Okay, we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, same idea. Okay, not Mekadosh, and when it's Shabbos, we say Mekadosh, because we never say Mekadosh Yisrael v'HaShabbos, because we don't sanctify Shabbos. Shabbos is automatic every 7 days. There's no body of Klal Yisrael that needs to sanctify Shabbos, automatic. But Yontif requires Yisrael. Okay, and the Rav also quoted Tosef and Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, 74. Their job is the representation of the Rov HaTzibur. And he also quoted the Medrash, Shmos Rabban, our Parsha Bo, Perek Tezvav, Simon Beis, the Malach HaShoris, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how you can establish the Mo'adim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave that over to the Jewish people. They're, it's their job, like we said before, Mesurim B'Yadehem. Okay? And that's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael, Os Chavdalad, Simon Chavdalad of Parsha Tezvav and Shmos Rabban. Right, they sanctify Klal Yisrael, and that's a Chodesh Elachem. Kevin Shomdi Yisrael in Simon Lamed. Kevin Shomdi Yisrael, Moshe Hamakol Shenemar Chodesh Elachem. So I said to Rav Salavechik the following: Again, I printed it from the Rishimas, Shiurim and Brochus Laman Rebeis. He raises this question, this whole problem. What do you mean we don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you get Yalav Yovel Rosh Chodesh because ain't Mekadosh Chodesh Belayla? What do you mean? There's no Mekadosh Chodesh. We know the Cheshbon today. We know when Rosh Chodesh is. And he said, like I said before, the days of Amemar and Rav Ashi, who are the speakers in that Gemara in the end of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, was already long after the time of the Cheshbon. Okay? So he said, what do you mean? So he said, and we know it's the first night, the second night. We always know when Rosh Chodesh is. Okay, so why don't we repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? So he writes, look at those base. Kedeli Yashos Kalakushes Ishahaktim the Yeshla Ayin Ma'al Yisod Chalos Din Shosh Chodesh. What is the idea of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the davening? So he says as follows. First, he says we know that the Kiddush of Bezin was like we discussed today was Mekadosh Chodesh, but it's the Bezin acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. In the absence of a Bezin, you know what is Mekadosh Chodesh? Says the Rav, our treating the day as Rosh Chodesh. We consider the day to be Rosh Chodesh, and we act it as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, when we say Yalav Yovo in the Shemoneh Esrei, we are being, not we, but the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, are being Mekadosh Chodesh. Okay, look in Oz Gimel. Al Yedei Zesh, Maskirin Shayom Rosh Chodesh, Chal Maisenig Rosh Chodesh, Vinizgala Kabbalah Sacheshman, that's the Kriyas of Rosh Chodesh, the Rav suggests. Okay, that even Bizman Hazeh, the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh is a function of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes the Rambam, as we mentioned, the end of Oz Gimel. In the beginning of Oz Gimel, and the second part of Oz Gimel, he says that our recitation of Yalav Yovo is, again, not ours, but the Eretz Yisrael. That is what's Koveya, the day of Rosh Chodesh. Memela, he says in Oz Dalet, that'll answer all our kashas. Because Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh is not just Me'ein HaMa'ora that we have to mention it's a special day, like on other occasions. The act of Yalav Yovo is to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Memela, says the Rav, since Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Balelos, that's still in effect today. So therefore, although you should say Yalav Yovo with Mary, because Me'ein HaMa'ora, it's a special day, it is Rosh Chodesh, but because the aspect of Ein of that Yalav Yovo serves to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, right, that aspect is no longer, is not true at night. And it doesn't matter if it's the first night or the second night. It's always, it's Ein Mekadshin Chodesh Balelos. The night is excluded, so to speak, from being Mekadosh Chodesh, all right? And again, from all the things we learned out in the Shir, there's no Kriyas Rosh Chodesh at night. Whichever method we use, whether it was the job of Bezin or it's the Hanhagas Hatzibur of nowadays, whichever it is, that didn't take place at night. And therefore, our minig, our din, our niug, really, to recite Yalav Yovo, to be Koveya the Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, it's not, you know, it's not unapplicable at Ma'ariv. You should say it at Ma'ariv because Me'ein HaMa'ora. Okay, but if you didn't, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because of that aspect, which the Rav said is still in effect today. So I urge you to read through it because he explains it clearly. With that, I'll just end with one thing. There's a famous Chai Odom, Kal Chav Dalet Tziv Yud, Chalek Aleph, he has regarding the recitation of Melech HaKadosh. He quotes a Gon, Rav Avram Pasviler. Okay, a Gon, Rav Avram Pasviler is quoted by the Chai Odom. He's a Dayan in Vilna. He said, you know what? If you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Ein Mekadshin Chodesh Balayla. Right? Same story. Right? The interesting story. The Chayodim brings it. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because, I mean, it's hard to imagine that happening, but it could happen, I suppose. Someone's davening quickly, whatever. You forgot Mamelech HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because Ein Mekadshin wasn't really Rosh Hashanah yet. Right? Ein Mekadshin Chodesh Balayla. But the Rav, in the final piece of the year, in the 78, the Rav addressed that to us. It's not right. Because Ein Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla is to Koveya the Rosh Chodesh. That's Yalav Yovo. A Melech HaKadosh, the Din of Rosh Hashanah. If a guy said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei in the night of Rosh Hashanah, you're not Yotze. Got nothing to do with Ein Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla. And he quoted his father, said, we don't paskin like this of Amal HaPasvel, that's going and dying in Vilna. But it said it's all based on the same story. Ein Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla is the Din in Yalav Yovo. Because Yalav Yovo is our Nihug, that today is Rosh Chodesh, and that Nihug is not, again, we should say Yalav Yovo at Ma'ariv, again, because of Meina Ma'ariv, but Ein Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla, because no matter what your Kaviyas of Rosh Chodesh is, in the olden days, Ayidei Bezin, or nowadays, Ayidei Hanhag of Kal Yisrael, which is the recitation of Yalav Yovo, that doesn't apply at Ma'ariv, and therefore you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you get Yalav Yovo. Wish everybody a good tevach, just an insight into Yalav Yovo and Rosh Chodesh, and again, the roast piece, if you have the time to look it over, it's worth reading over. Have a good tevach, everybody.
Question?
Yeah.